Here comes the Flames. A centering feed, save, John Gibson there after a pass and then a redirect and then they score. The puck came out in front and Calgary tossed it in by John Gibson. And with 2:55 to go in the OT, the Flames earn an extra point, win this game in overtime by a 3-2 final.
Well, that is a unusual tight play. Jacob Trouba just trying to clear the puck out of the zone. It bounces up and over the net, off the boards. Right where John Gibson was not, the net was wide open, and Huberdeau came in and put that one home.
I'll tell you, I don't know if I've seen one like that for a long, long time. Trouba was very upset over it, and what a way to end what's been a terrific hockey. I would never would have dreamt it ends like this.
A lot of bouncing pucks in this game. That was just the example of that there. You can't say that's something you see very often. The Calgary Flames now waving to their moms who are here. Honda Center, I don't think, knows it's the mom's trip. Not too happy with that one, but that was to their moms here as a part of their mom's trip. But overall, third period effort is always strong by the Ducks, except for late in the third period. Calgary just controlling the play, winning the board battles. Ducks get it, the chance in overtime. If you're Pavel Mintikov, you take that penalty. It's just so unfortunate, just everything that unraveled with that one. Felt like a game the Ducks really could have won.
I agree. And we'll be heading out on the road here for a little bit. 6 games, 11 days. So hope you join us for all of that. 3-2 is the final score here. What do you say we take a break and then come back with a little bit of our post-game wrap-up live from Honda Center, exclusively on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique, one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks falling in overtime. Heartbreaker of a loss here at Honda Center tonight. 3-2, the final, falling to the Calgary Flames. I have Steve Carroll with me. We're still in the booth here to wrap up this post-game and this game here. Steve, welcome to your first post-game show, first off.
Well, thank you. Just unusual. I got to get used to this again.
We're going to talk through everything that we saw in this game here tonight. And starting there, Steve, I mean, the end of that game, really a weird sequence in overtime. Like yeah. We said, not too often you see penalties in overtime.
No, not at all. You know what? If I were looking at this game, I think I'd want to take a look at a replay and just make sure everything was on the upper, so to speak. There's a lot of close calls and pucks near goal lines and things like that. And unfortunately, we fell a little bit short, but there was a lot of opportunities for our hockey club. We were outshot, what, 33-28? And I thought both goaltenders were pretty good. And we were right there with them and just couldn't get the job done. But you know what? You got to be fair about it and tip your cap. Calgary's on the road, and they came up with the effort. Finally, it took a little extra time. So, hey, just remember the next time the Ducks take on Calgary and what happened here tonight when all is said and done.
I can imagine the next meeting between these two teams, it's going to be fast. It's going to be physical. And overall, I think the Ducks are going to remember this one because not the way they wanted to go out from this game here tonight. Steve, anything in particular that stood out to you on the end of, let's start with maybe a guy on the back end. Anyone defensively for the Ducks in this game?
You know what? I thought as a whole the team played pretty well. You know, let's be honest, this Jackson Lacombe kid, he's something special. And every time I'd look up, and he was on the ice, I turned my head away, and, well, wait a minute, he was just up there in the offensive zone. Oh, he's back there in the defensive zone, and he plays the full ice service. And to me, he sticks out as a young man who can do a lot of things. And he only has, I shouldn't say this maybe, but I think greatness coming down the line as he gets older and more experience here. So a guy like him is a guy that's bright for the future. But you know, we had some opportunities to score goals, too, and it's kind of hard to win games when you score only two, the way the game's being played this time of year, and just the era that we're in. And, you know, then again, you got to be fair and tip your cap to Calgary. They hung in there and eventually got the win. So I think good effort by both teams. I think both teams deserve points. Anaheim gets one, Calgary gets two, but I'm looking forward now to the next game between these two teams, because there's two up in Alberta, one here, and there's just something. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Remember I say this here. There's going to be a physical encounter, and it's going to be rough and tough, and it's going to be a heck of a hockey game for people to watch. But I enjoyed it. It had every aspect of the game. And you did get the point, so that's a positive. But now you're going on a six-game road trip. You just got to wash this one out, forget about it, and get ready for the first one in St. Louis in a couple of days.
Talking about how physical this game was for the Ducks, 24 hits. But for Calgary, only 12 hits in this one. So kind of opposite there. But overall, you talked about Jackson Lacombe. He was rewarded with starting that overtime period and a big part of this Ducks game here tonight. Although it just felt like a game that we said, you know, the Ducks could have won this one. They could have come out with the way they were able to kind of fight back in this game. Overall, I kind of thought maybe a little sloppy on both sides at points. But Anaheim just not able, unfortunately, to get this one, but able to come away with a point, which is certainly a good sign.
And, you know, you mentioned defense. I thought John Gibson played pretty well tonight.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. 30 for 33 in the net. And, you know, when you are getting that much traffic in front of you, kind of hard to see some of those shots. And with the way that that last goal was scored, you didn't even know necessarily it looked like where the puck was. He was still hugging the far post, and the puck just kind of bounced over the net. Gibson, I agree with you. I thought he had a strong game.
Alex Killorn gets a goal, so I think that's a positive for the hockey club, too. But you know what? Both teams had some special teams opportunities, and you got to convert on that. There was not one special teams goal in this hockey game. And if you want to make a difference, one goal made a difference tonight. Maybe you produce a power play goal, or you prevent one from happening in a certain situation throughout the game. But all in all, tell you what, this game had a little bit of everything. I think the fans enjoyed it. We have a sellout crowd here tonight, folks, with some bad weather outside. So I tip my cap to the fans who came here to see this. And you know what I think, being in this game a long time, I think you learn from every game that you play. They'll go in, look at tape, have a conversation. Okay, this is what we need to do. This is what we did right, wrong. And then you've got a couple of days to get ready for a game in St. Louis. And you can't really you know, think about it after this game's over with, say, in the next couple of hours. You just got to forget about it. And I think the team will rebound on the road with the six games we have coming up and maybe correct some of the things the coaching staff did see that maybe they'd like to change to more of a positive outcome than what we saw during this game.
Well, Steve, best of luck to you on that road trip. Looking forward to those games here coming up, that first game on Thursday. And thank you for being a part of this postgame show.
Yep, and to you, outstanding job. This is your first game as a color analyst, so to speak, doing this. And I thought she was terrific, and hopefully we can do it again. And keep up the good work, by the way, on the website and things like that. Up-and-coming broadcaster here doing games, and did an outstanding job tonight. So thank you.
Thank you, Steve. That's so kind of you. For those listening, stick around. We have more on the post-game show, getting you some highlights from this one. Also hoping to get some sound from down in the locker room. Emerson will not be a part of the rest of the post-game. It'll just be me with you for the rest of the evening. So don't go too far. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Justin Timberlake.
I'm bringing sexy back.
The Forget Tomorrow World Tour.
I can't stop the feeling. I can see, but
live in Anaheim. Justin Timberlake. Honda Center, Saturday, January 18th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The brand new album, Everything I Thought It Was, is available everywhere now. For more, hit up JustinTimberlake.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. Unfortunately for the Ducks tonight, falling to the Calgary Flames in an unusual way in overtime, as Steve and I just spoke about, just the overtime goal as they were down on the penalty kill as well, a 4-on-3 at that point in the game, but a game that felt like the Ducks could have come away with the victory. So let's get into the highlights from this one. First period there, Calgary able to get on the board first, and it came late in the first period. Mackenzie Weegar, the defenseman.
And the puck is held in near the goal line by Joel Hanley. And it comes to a teammate. They move the puck out high. Coronado now in the high slot. A shot. They score. And that puck was deflected by someone in front of John Gibson. Not much he could do about it. And the Calgary Flames have gone ahead and leading the march to the bench is Mackenzie Weegar. So we assume he's the guy that will get credited with the goal.
And certainly the guy that was credited with the goal, Mackenzie Weegar. It was a shot from up top from Hanley that found its way through, bouncing its way through and eventually off Weegar into the back of the net. So sort of an odd first goal for this game, but Calgary led at that point 1-0 after the first period of play. We moved into the second frame and what really was a big moment in this game, an unfortunate collision between Connor Zary and defenseman Drew Helleson for the Anaheim Ducks. Helleson would be penalized for it, a game misconduct even for the knee-on-knee collision, but let's take a listen to the sequence.
Yegor Sharangovich for Calgary leads the attack. Oh, what a big hit there. The Flames will take exception to it, and we have ourselves a brouhaha. That's Zary, one of their top prospects here, writhing in discomfort, and the Flames teammates took exception to the hit, which was made in front of the net. Helleson is slow in getting up. One of the trainers for Calgary is back on the ice, and we hope he's okay. But he went down, and I can tell you this, he's in a lot of discomfort right in front of the goaltender for Anaheim, and they're attending to him, and let's hope he's all right.
You have to feel for Connor Zary here, really grimacing down on the ice. The play was just a fast play. Drew Helleson making contact with Connor Zary's knee there, and he's slowly being helped up by the trainers from Calgary. Ugh. Of course, his teammates come in to defend him, immediately going after Drew Helleson as he heads now to the penalty box. But Zary up on his one skate. He's being helped off towards the bench. Just an unfortunate play, but a fast play, and that's what happens sometimes, making that contact. We did not see Connor Zary after that point in the game. A tough collision that was in the zone there, that was in the Ducks' defensive zone for them, and Helleson just trying to go after the puck. He was making the play on the puck. I don't think he had any ill intentions of colliding with Zary in the way that it actually unraveled watching it after in that replay there, but sad for Zary too. I know that his mother was on the mom's trip there, so hoping the best for him. But you have to think that after that, the next time the Ducks face Calgary, if Drew Helleson is in the lineup, they're going to need their big guys in there to kind of protect him after this play here tonight. But that was an important part of this game, kind of a tone setter in the second period. The Ducks able to tie the game up not too long after that sequence. It was Alex Killorn going top shelf, a really nice pass from Isaac Lindstrom taking the puck into the zone.
And I'm just regrouping in behind their goaltender, John Gibson, who pounds his stick to let people know about the time left on the penalty. Shot, score! That a boy! Alex Killorn, wrist one by the goaltender, Dustin Wolf, and they've tied up the game 1-1.
What an exciting goal that was from Alex Killorn, and truly a play from Isaac Lundestrom, a playmaking play. He came into the zone, taking the puck up through the neutral zone, using his speed. Alex Killorn, right place, right time, gets the pass over, puts it top shelf, ties the game up. And that was an important part of this one. So at that point, tie game, Calgary next to get the next goal. Nazem Kadri able to take back the lead 2-1 for Calgary after two periods of play. We moved into the third period. The Ducks had a power play chance. Not too many of those in this game. In fact, they only had two chances on the power play, but it was Mason McTavish getting it done. A shot from Cutter Gauthier up top. McTavish tipping the puck, and the game was all tied up.
Ducks steal it down in the corner. Work it out high for Cutter Gauthier. Rink wide flip. Mintikoff touched it. Off to the right of the goal now. Anaheim goes behind the net for an opportunity to get it back in front again. Nice passing. No shots yet. They score! Well, they got a shot there. And it was fired by the Anaheim Ducks. Cutter Gauthier, Mason McTavish, Alex Killorn, that whole group. McTavish will get credit for the goal. The Ducks have tied it 2-2, and that didn't take very long, did it?
It did not. Great passing there from the second unit. Power play started behind the net. Alex Killorn passing over to the wall, finding Mason McTavish at some point in the center there. Cutter Gauthier up top shooting the puck. McTavish tipping it in, and this game is tied up. Tied up. Indeed, the Ducks are able to get a power play goal. That was one of their keys into this one tonight for myself as I came up with tonight's keys to the game. We needed to see the power play get going, take advantage of a penalty kill in Calgary that is 30th in the NHL. The Ducks able to do that. Not only that, but coming from Mason McTavish, good stuff from him, right place, right time, using his stick. So tie game, we moved into overtime. And as I mentioned, in an unfortunate play here, Jacob Trouba just trying to get the puck up and out of the zone behind the net, behind John Gibson, hits the puck off the boards. It takes a really weird bounce up and over the net. John Gibson not in his usual position as he was hugging the far side post. And Jonathan Huberdeau just comes in and puts the puck in the back of the net.
Here comes the Flames. A centering feed, save John Gibson there after a pass and then a redirect, and then they score. The puck came out in front and Calgary tossed it in by John Gibson. And with 2:55 to go in the OT, the Flames earn an extra point, win this game in overtime by a 3-2 final.
And they were on a power play when they scored that goal, although it didn't necessarily have anything to do with the way that puck went in. Just unfortunate. And you feel for Jacob Trouba. He was a big part of this game for the Ducks here tonight, being very physical as he had, total 6 hits by Jacob Trouba in this game. He was a big part of the Ducks' defensive play through this one, and also just trying to get up in the play. But we know he's one of those penalty killers, hence why he was on the ice at that point in the game. It was Trouba, Dumoulin, and Lundestrom for the penalty kill there in that overtime. But everything that led up to it, Pavel Mintikov getting the interference penalty, just trying to make the play and just stop. I believe it was Blake Coleman who was streaking into the net, unfortunately gets called for that interference. And like I said, not too often you see a power play in overtime. So the final score in this one, 3-2, Calgary Flames win it. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get over to the text line, wrap up the post-game show, and talk a little bit more about what we saw here tonight.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world.
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one.
Want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
TuneIn's Coffee House Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House Station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to DuckStream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Welcome back into the post-game show, wrapping up this Ducks loss to the Calgary Flames, although able to come away with a point. I know they would have wanted the 2 points in this one, but unfortunately only able to get one against the team that is just above them in the Pacific Division, and the Flames now go to LA tomorrow. It's a back-to-back for them, a quick trip to California, and I was just talking to Flames radio play-by-play announcer Derek Wills and the color commentator Megan Mickelson. Really great to get to know them today, but Derek Wills just sharing that at one point the Flames lost 25 games in a row here at Honda Center in this building. That I did not know. It's a team that I wish we could get back to giving them those losses whenever they get here to Honda Center. Unfortunately, the Flames getting this one here tonight, so now let's get over to the text line, see what some of your thoughts on this game were. First text here, what a goalie battle. Both goalies playing lights out. Gibson and Wolf came to play. It's a shame the refs decided they were tired and wanted to wrap the game up. On a positive note, we're only a matter of days from a lineup with Olin, Terry, and Zegras. Let's go, Ducks. Yes. Referees making that call, giving Calgary, the extra man there, the power play. Good point there, too, though. What lights out games from both goaltenders. John Gibson, a strong game, as Steve and I were talking about, 30 for 33. And for Dustin Wolf, 26 of 28 here tonight. So good performances on both ends and not a whole lot right in front of them. Those second chance opportunities I alluded to during the broadcast, the Ducks defensively were able to not give the Flames those second chances, and now they were getting the initials, but keeping the rebounds limited, and John Gibson a good part of that. Positive note, too, on the end of, yes, there was no Troy Terry in this lineup here tonight, something that we talked a bit about before this game. But a reminder, the Ducks were without him. He's been so good for this team all season. A tough game not to have him a part of. But as we said, Best wishes to him and his family as they are expecting the birth of their child. And Trevor Zegras took part in his first full morning skate today. Good sign on that end. Looks like hopefully he'll be back out here soon. And on the end of Olin Zellweger, well, it seems like there's going to be potentially maybe a switch in the next game. We'll have to see as Pavel Mintikov came back in tonight. But Zellweger had been in the lineup the more recent game. So we'll have to see how they continue to rotate the two of them. Another text that we have here. Let's see. I'm clicking and here we are. Fizz. Loved you on the game, Mike, Alexis. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone who tuned in for this game. And thank you to those who are still tuning in for the post-game show. You've been with me for a long time. A lot of hours here. Pre, post, in-game, all of that. And I appreciate everyone's support. It means so much to me. And it was a special evening. Glad I got to share it with Steve. He is just so much fun to work with and just to be around. And we had a blast tonight. And we're cheering on Emerson from the press box because we were so happy for him to get the chance to be between the benches as well. So overall, great night on the end of the broadcast here for your Anaheim Ducks, but definitely wanted to see a better outcome. So a couple more messages that we have here. Lacombe looks like a stud on the blue line. He made a bunch of good plays defensively that prevented goals. Gibson was solid once again. Overall, Ducks play was good, but you can tell they missed Terry's playmaking ability. Yeah, and it felt like overall it was good, but it wasn't, you know, the best effort. I think it was on both sides. That's why I mentioned, you know, a little bit of sloppy play throughout this one at points, but Gibson, a big part of that. Jackson Lacombe, we talk so much about him, but he looked stellar once again, a big part of this game, and happy for him just how much he's grown. He's really making his mark with the blue line for the Anaheim Ducks, and big things to come for him. All right, another text that we got here. Trouba with 27-plus minutes of ice time tonight. Real MVP for the Ducks. I'm glad you pointed that out. Let me look at the ice time overall. Yes, 27-10, 34 shifts. My goodness, that man is going to be tired after this game. I thought I was tired, but Trouba, better reason to be tired. That's why you just feel for him on that last play. So unfortunate, but good on him. Been a big part of this team. Happy to have him. And he's really, I felt like since he's joined the Ducks, things have changed for the better. And it's been great to witness, and someone that I know Dumoulin has enjoyed playing alongside. We talked lengthy about that this morning, and he's someone that he knows exactly what he trusts him in the sense of he knows he's thinking ahead in the play and he's very predictable. His game doesn't change. He's not cheating up on the play. And that's what Dumoulin likes about playing alongside Jacob Trouba. So, all right, let's get one more text in here. Good thing that Calgary had a bad game or the score would have been worse. Tonight's problems were either a horribly bouncing puck or no glue on the stick. Seemed like everything the Ducks did was challenging. Even Carlson couldn't get the puck under control. Meanwhile, Killorn, who was normally has puck control problems, was making solid passes. Tonight was a struggle. Control, control, and more control would have won the game. So, bit of a different message here. The puck was bouncing everywhere in this game tonight. It was hard for players to kind of just settle the puck down, get some possession. And I think that's why it felt like at points, maybe the play was a little rushed from out of the zone, which you just want to be in the right position, right timing for that. And felt like sometimes the Ducks were just working too hard with their trying to get it out, and Calgary would break up the play or they'd pinch their D. And unfortunately for the Ducks, it would end up going the other way. But the back checking was good. The defensive structure was good for the Ducks, and that helped keep them in this game. So overall, Ducks not able to come away with it, but able to come away with a win as they look ahead to the long road trip that they have here coming up, because it's going to be a lot of hockey, but the team is going to see a lot of different cities as a part of this trip, and it's going to kick off on Thursday in St. Louis, as Steve alluded to throughout the broadcast. A 5 o'clock start, so we'll have the pregame show for you at 4:30 before they then go to Philadelphia on Saturday. get Cutter Gauthier some security for that game, and I hope that he comes out with a huge game in Philly. That's all I'd like to see on this beginning part of the road trip. And, of course, say hello to Cam Fowler in St. Louis. That'll be a nice little reunion, and wasn't too long ago. So a quick reunion. He just didn't think about how quickly we'd see the Blues after this trade. So a lot of different storylines on this trip. Another one, the Strome brothers taking on each other. Killorn going back to Tampa for the second time. Gudas going back to Florida again. So many storylines to be had on this road trip. But as I mentioned, you can next listen to us 4:30 on Thursday. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight with Steve and myself, once again, thank you for tuning in for the game and for the pre and post game or wherever you tuned in from. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it as always. And we love all of our listeners and all of our fans who send us messages on the text line as well. So, as I said, 4:30 on Thursday. Stick around, listen to the replay. And thank you so much for tuning in to DuckStream powered by TuneIn. Have a great night.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder
Road. The music. The stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
No. Oh my, wait, oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.